Andrew Wilkie is the incumbent. He is an independent and he's asking for your vote again. Mr. Wilkie, good morning.
Good morning, Leon.
So a caller said yesterday, to talk back yesterday, said what people need to do at this election is vote for one of the major parties. That is where their interests will be best served. There are others who hold that view. Why should people vote independent?
Well, I think people need to vote for the best candidate among the list of candidates that they've got in front of them in the polling booth. And to that end, I think I have worked hard and established a good track record of someone who fights for and represents the community and always puts the community first, whereas a candidate or a member from a political party is obliged to put the political self-interest of their political party first. And I think that often means they're not being faithful to the needs of their constituency. I think also I've shown how an independent can attract a lot of federal investment. In fact, almost $1 billion of extra investment has been attracted to Tasmania and to the seat of Denison as a result of my work. And I think people can see how an independent can have quite a bit of influence when it comes to public policy. And my vote has been crucial for reforms as diverse as the National Disability Insurance Scheme, or Disability Care as it's now called, the Gonski Education Reforms, a price on carbon, and a number of other areas.
You've been blessed, if you like, though, with a particularly holding that sort of fulcrum position in the life of this Parliament. That's unlikely to happen in the next Parliament. You'll be less relevant, won't you?
Well, it is a fact that a hung Parliament is a rare thing. I think this is the first hung Parliament in about 70 years. But history does show that a well-regarded independent has a higher profile and more influence in Canberra than a backbencher in a political party, and in particular, more influence than a backbencher in opposition. I mean, and that's for a number of reasons. A well-regarded independent is someone that the government of the day wants their support, their imprimatur. A well-regarded independent is someone that the government of the day wants to get rid of, so the government tends to invest in that electorate to try and win the seat off him or her. But, of course, that's counterproductive, because the more the government invests in an electorate to try and get the independent out, the more it strengthens the independent's position.
You played a lot of your hand hoping for reform nationally on poker machines, and you failed comprehensively at that. I mean, that's a significant part of your legacy in the life of this Parliament.
Well, no, Leon, I disagree with that. And before we start talking about my performance on poker machine reform, we should be talking about the Labor Party's performance on poker machine reform. The Labor Party entered into an eight-page written agreement with me after the 2010 election and didn't honour that deal. It was not a party of its word, and hence 18 months ago I tore up that agreement and become unaligned. Now, as far as what's been achieved for poker machine reform, it is true we haven't achieved what the Prime Minister agreed to 3 years ago, but we have achieved quite a bit. For a start, we've established the crucial precedent of federal intervention in poker machine regulation in this country, and that's an important stepping stone to future reform. We've also got in place now the law of the land that all 200,000 poker machines in Australia over a period of years will be retrofitted with a pre-commitment technology capable of mandatory only use at the flick of a switch. And again, that's a crucial stepping stone to future reform.
Good to talk to you this morning. We'll get into the debate in a moment or two.
Thanks, Leon.